We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network and on the phone right now with Iowa 1st District Congressman Randy Feenstra. Congressman Feenstra, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
Hey, Dustin, great to be on Agribusiness with you today.
All right, so we're talking today. Last week, you were able to get an amendment put on from the House Ag Committee onto the stimulus bill that is working its way through the Congress right now, through the House, and that is calling for more help in derecho assistance from that storm we had last August the 10th. Do you want to tell us a little bit, first of all, what that amendment is going to secure should it ride its way through the House?
Absolutely. So what it does, it just allocates part of the $4 billion that the USDA is getting. It allocates that money to the WIP program, the Wildfire and Hurricane Indemnity Program. And this directly goes to derecho victims or producers that have not been paid out yet or are struggling. So to me, this is a huge thing. When you talk about 43% of our cropland in Iowa is hit by the derecho or affected by the derecho. So what we're trying to do is saying, hey, how can we use this USDA money to help these specific producers?
You know, and it's interesting because you know it's going into that wildfire and hurricane funding, and people might think that a thunderstorm in Iowa wouldn't qualify for something like that. But when you look at the force of this storm, comparing it to a hurricane was not a very far stretch at all.
Exactly right. I mean, when you're talking 130 mile an hour winds. I mean, that is hurricane force wind. So to me, this is the perfect opportunity to use that WIP program that Iowa doesn't always use. And so what we're trying to do is say, hey, there's dollars available. And that's what this amendment does, saying there's dollars available. Let us direct those dollars to help derecho producer issues and victims that were a part of this whole problem.
And I see that the committee passed it by a 24-23 vote. What was the concern of the dissenters on that? Did you hear anything from them, Congressman, about what their concerns were?
Yeah. So what happened was this was part of the $1.9 trillion COVID stimulus package, and the Democrats did not want to take a single amendment. So there was 140 some amendments that were submitted by the Republicans. This was the only amendment that was approved, and it was sort of somebody was gone at the time, and then somebody else supported it, and it got through, and now it's part of the bill. So I'm just thrilled that my amendment to help the racial victims with producers was the only amendment to get through of the 140 some amendments. So now we're just hoping that it sticks and that it goes through the House and the Senate, and we have some funds to help those producers that are in need.
And I know this is helping producers, but if anything, that storm was a great equalizer out across Iowa, whether it was rural communities, cities, or the farmers. And is there any efforts being made to do more for some of those rural communities, you know, those backbones of the infrastructure for agriculture, like the elevators and the businesses that were damaged as well?
Exactly. So if you look at this USDA WIP program, it does help if you're connected with some type of agricultural apparatus, so elevators, other things. So there is loan opportunities and grant opportunities through this program, which I'm really excited about. So it's very diverse in how the money can be used.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have, Congressman. Anything you want to add about this here before we let you go today?
No, I'm just passionate, you know, about helping the producers in Iowa. And when you think of 57 counties, 6 million acres that got affected by this storm, we have to be out there and advocating for help so we can get our crops planted again this coming spring.
That's Iowa 1st District Congressman Randy Feenstra here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.